Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years
old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are
constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
We got to do something different. So at the time, I was climbing competitively, highly active, and
hold on. So Naima,
good morning. This is Andrew Calhoun. Good morning. I can't hear you.
Something else that EWG puts out is the Dirty Dozen Clean 15, which is rather enlightening. For those of you who are unaware, it's the 12 dirtiest conventionally grown fruits and vegetables. And the 15 cleanest conventionally grown fruits and vegetables. So the big craze is to go organic, but people get sticker shock when they go to the grocery store and they buy everything organic. They notice that their grocery bill went from, well, it used to be 100 to 300. Now it's probably 200 to 600, but, you know, that is inflation for us right now. But, you know, it goes deep into what's used in the growth cycle. Like one of the dirtiest, if I remember correctly, it's still number one, are strawberries.
Yes.
72 different chemicals are sprayed on conventionally grown strawberries in their growth cycle. And they're teeny tiny compared to other fruits and vegetables. And we eat them in droves. I mean, they're great. You know, they taste awesome. In their natural form, they're very beneficial for the body. But when you add 72 different chemicals, you are putting a lot of damage into your body. So those are the 12 dirtiest. So if at all possible, direct your funds for organic fruits and vegetables to those 12, and not buy the conventionally grown, buy the organic versions of those. Whereas the clean 15 are the ones where, you know, to help you balance your budget. You know, those should be okay for your body from a financial perspective and a perspective. They do have an app that, you know, you can have on your phone and take with you to the grocery store, so you don't have to remember all the information, or you can just print out a little informational card as well. So there's a lot of different ways to use that information.
Yeah, and I want to say this. One of the things that I teach is, and by the way, I have it on the screen, that you can actually download this on the EWG. So I'm showing this on the screen now, the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15, the lists are here. Zelda says, Grand Rising, beautiful people, time to pull out the tower garden. If you're not eating from a garden, you're eating the garbage. Yeah, right?
Yes.
I like my tower garden. We also have our own garden, and I'm learning how to garden, so I love that. But I want to talk about this because some people don't have the ability to garden or have a tower garden, because a tower garden takes up a lot of room in the house. So let's talk about options, okay? So number one, I love that you and I totally, a lot of synchronicities on this information. I just love it. So knowing, first of all, knowing your farmers, right? Because some of them are not organic, and it is okay. You want to have a conversation with them,
right,
and find out what their farming practices are, and you can avoid some of that sticker shock. Okay.
Most of your local co-op growers are technically organic, but they just aren't government-sponsored organic because they haven't paid the $10,000 or $20,000 to get the fancy little sticker. So
right.
You should have a discussion with them.
Yeah, know your farmers. So don't worry if they're not certified. We really don't care, okay?
Right.
What we care about is what they're doing. Now, here's the other thing you really want to know. If you're on food stamps, okay, you can go to your farmer's market in Georgia and check it out in the state that you live in. There are certain farmer markets. I know by Decatur and also Woodstock that will let you double, okay, your food stamps when you buy organic from the farmer.
That's good information.
Oh, yeah. You know, because that's what I do. I just go out there and I'm learning and I try to find out what the options are for people, you know. And so you don't have to suffer. I'm telling you, you don't have to suffer. And the other thing is, let's say your mushroom is more expensive organic than it is conventional or what have you. I want you to think this through. How much is your copay to that medical doctor, that, you know, for $30 or $40? And then what is your time worth,
right?
And then and that's the time of going back into the doctor. But what if you're the aging? Let's say you're 60, you're 65, and you've got kids and you've got grandkids. Is it worth the extra buck or 40 cents for the organic creamer so that you can have real energy and no pain to play with your children and your grandchildren. So you need to look at the opportunity cost, you know, and establish the self-respect for yourself. Love yourself first. Show yourself that you love yourself by giving yourself the best possible input of food possible.
Yes.
Want to add that? Yeah, I'm sorry, because, you know, I'm on my...
It's no worries. You're right on point. There's the better you put, better products you put into your body, the less issues you're going to have down the road. Years ago, there was a great little comic strip that was put out. I think it was a meme on social media, but it was, for some reason, I'm about to lose power. Oh, give me 1 second. Let me go plug my computer in. I'll be right back.
Sure. I will go to commercial, and before we do that, I'm just going to also direct you to Zelda Speed. So she is our Monday host. She reversed diabetes. We met at the American Diabetes Association Expo when I was the chairperson in Chicago for the ADA Expo. And she wrote a book on how she reversed diabetes, diabeticdonut.com. And so I encourage you to go get that free download, diabeticdonut.com, how she reversed type 2 diabetes. I also teach this. I'm actually doing presentations around the Georgia area at different senior living communities on how to reverse type 2 diabetes. But if you are showering in water that has fluoride, you can spike your insulin levels. So I don't know if that's included in your book, Zelda, but if it's not, add that in. So if you go to the Fluoride Action Network, there's evidence that shows they have the research that shows that it potentially, and they have to use potentially because no one wants to get sued. you know, so read between the lines, okay? Are you plugged in again?
Yes, I am.
I'm glad you caught that. and we actually need to go to commercial real quick. So, but I want to make sure that people are aware. You actually have, you know, choices in the matter. I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but I want to mention this. I recently started representing this new company called Super Patch. And the Super Patch has everything. Let me just back up. The patch, it's just a patch. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that, again, my husband's here with the girls. So let me get the.
I got to leave now.
All right. So if you want to put them down. No. Oh, okay. Come on, girly girl. You want to say hi to Uncle Matt? Okay. So here's Fagala.
Hello.
Isabel is the shy one. So she's going to stay down there.
Okay.
Thank you, honey. So the patch is this patch. I mean, we've seen other patches before, and here's what you need. It doesn't have, like, any lavender on it. It doesn't have, you know, any ingredients. It's almost like a QR code, okay? And that QR code connects with light, right? And the light sends a signal to your brain, sacred geometry, right? And sacred geometry is a communication tool through the universe, and this is what that is. It's almost like sacred geometry. And I could do a better job of explaining it. It's not going to be today. But this one is for flow. We have ones that we took for sleep last night. Ignite, have more energy. This is going to be my favorite, I know, which is peace, because I have anxiety, stress. You know, I used to have pull over on the side of the road with panic attacks. But if you live in the Georgia area or even outside, I can actually pop one in the mail to you. If you want to sample one of these patches, I'll send it to you. But the request is that if you use the patch you have to give me a testimony about your experience with the patch, okay? So so that's, I guess that's my commercial.
There you go.
So, but so I wore it last night, the REM, so for getting REM sleep. I slept really deep. And I had to take the patch off so that I could really wake up. So we're learning. Then I put on the patch today for weight loss because I have a few pounds to lose before I walk down the aisle. And actually, we're having the ceremony for my wedding, for our wedding. Yeah, so that's kind of exciting. My girlfriend, so she wants it. So there's just basically a patch for everything. And there's no ingredients, so there's nothing you should be allergic to. So, yeah, it's using light. It's using the light of the universe, and then it connects to your brain. So, and it's drug-free. So, and that's the whole purpose. Like, people, here's your list, right? Acupuncture, chiropractic, massage, drug-free, right?
Right.
Then you have essential oils, herbs, supplements, nutrients. You have also, you've got a beautiful bird back there talking to us. So actually, there's a message. Sorry, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, I'm an intuitive and I'm an animal communicator, and that behind Matt has a message. Interesting. Okay, this is totally on target. Hold on. You're welcome. Okay, so what the bird is saying is, for people that are living in communal neighborhoods, please stop spraying pesticides. She says it's killing her. It's killing the insects. She eats the insects, and then it deforms her babies. And so they're asking you to stop using pesticides because there's plenty of companies out there that are now have ways to deter bugs from being at your house that are natural and don't harm the bug or the environment. The bug just naturally relocates. It's a brilliant bird back there. What else is it saying? Oh, anything else? Or no, she says thank you. Wow. Well, and oh, no, she's going on. So and what she's saying is, she goes, and don't think that this is not harming you. She said the toxins are stopping you from processing information. And she goes, it's impairing your body, too. But because you have a bigger body, she says, it doesn't show up for you as quickly as it shows up for us. She said,
right.
Stop using these toxins.
Organophosphate poisoning is a issue that we had to deal with in my EMS years. Spraying of the insecticides down in Florida, you know, you're sweating all the time, so your pores are open, and people would spray them and be in the fog, so to speak, of the spray, and then they would start to have actual physiological issues, namely heart issues, and we'd have to respond to it because it is a true medical emergency. I mean, you could have serious issues up to including death. So they are bad for us, and the FDA has a full website geared towards endocrine disruptors and hormone disruptors and such that all these products and compounds are listed on there as detrimental to our health, but they're still allowed to be used. So it's kind of interesting how they supposedly have our best wishes in mind, but they obviously don't when they have the information out there and they continue to allow it to be used.
Yeah, so suggest something. If you're in the Georgia area and you're listening to this, there's been a lot of spraying here. I don't have allergies anymore. I reverse all my food sensitivities and my environmental sensitivities. Okay? Now when I say environmental, I mean plants like that. Okay, like, you know, oak trees or pine trees or what have you. Never can I or should I or will I ever be able to reverse chemical sensitivity because that's my body's protection. It will cause an inflammatory response, right, when I get exposed to chemicals. And they have been spraying here in Georgia. So I want to give you a multimodal approach okay, on what to do. Number one, call Dr. Matt, which, Dr. Matt, can you put for me in the private chat how people get in touch with you? And I'm going to scroll your information on the screen, okay? So you want to call Dr. Matt, Travel Puncture, because he can help your body process those toxins. Number two, I've been using Tri-Ease, which is from doTERRA. Tri-Ease is a capsule, okay? And that capsule has lavender, lavender essential oil, lemon essential oil, and peppermint essential oil. So if you don't have Tri-Ease from doTERRA, and Dr. Matt, I've got your information, so I'm just getting this in here for you. It'll be a
second.
If you don't have Tri-Ease by doTERRA, but you have a responsibly produced essential oil, the three oils that you're looking for are lavender, lemon, and peppermint, and they will help you through the detoxification and anti-inflammatory process of that exposure to these things that they're spraying in the air. I was taking Tri-Ease. I run a frequency for this too, but quite frankly, I felt like those three essential oils were really fast and quick in terms of helping me. So now let me get Dr. Matt's information up here. So look, Dr. Matt makes house calls. All right, this is huge. So actually, I'm not going to do it as a banner. I just did it as a banner. Hold on. I want to make it easier for people to, because sometimes when there's a banner, it's not as much fun to try to see. So let's make it really easy for people. So it's www.travelpuncture.com. And his phone number is 678-389-5839. And then if you want to email him, it's Dr. Matt, D-R-M-A-T-T, at travelpuncture.com, T-R-A-V-E-L-P-U-N-C-T-U-R-E.com. People, he comes to you. You've got a table. You don't have to, all you have to do is have enough space like for a lawn chair. That's the size, right? So, I mean, call him, okay? Call him, see him, have him come see you, because, like, what he does is miraculous. And truth be it, it's really not miraculous. It just feels that way because we were taught differently, right?
Very much so.
Yeah. So please, please, please give yourself the gift of health and call Dr. Matt. Let me say that again. Please, please, please give yourself the gift of health and call Dr. Matt, okay? You got anxiety. You've got pain. You've got stress. You have inflammation. You have a chronic disease that you're having problems with. He can help you, okay? He's brilliant, you know, when it comes to nutrition as well. Now, we're both, you know, I'm a nutritionist too, but if you're seeing him, you get a twofer, right? I do things differently. I first of all, I don't come to your house. You get to come to mine. And I am having a stress-less session Friday, and I'm doing an introductory rate. So typically these stress less sessions are $150. But since people don't really understand what I'm offering, I decided to give people an intro offer of $45 for an hour, which is crazy cheap. And what we're doing is we're blending, and y'all can see what you're going to be experiencing or where you're experiencing it. It's $45, and we're using frequencies to allow the body to heal itself. And it's for stress, anxiety, and panic attacks. So if you have stress, anxiety, panic attacks, come see us. we're going to use that frequency, and we're going to fill the space with essential oil, soul, forgive, and peace. So give yourself the gift of peace, right? And, you know, see your foes, quite frankly. And eventually, you know, Dr. Matt and I are going to be doing these things together, right? And if you have questions for me, 847-738-0242, you can email me at jody@tucsonessentials.com. And I will put in the thread two things. One is the link to, you know, come this Friday, right, and experience a stress-less session for $45. The other thing I'm going to do is I'm putting, just in case you're not, you know, you want to come back to this and you don't want to wait for this, you can scroll through and you can see Dr. Matt's information. So I'm going to put his information in the thread. Whoops, hold on. Oh, you know what? God bless. I love this. Let me just show you his website. So let me stop that. So this is his website, Puncture. Can we see that already? Yeah, good. So travelpuncture.com. That was a brilliant name, by the way.
I like it.
Yeah. Like, really. And so here's his website up here. Okay. If you want to go to my thing for your stress less session this Friday, you know, make your appointment, bring your friends. and then let's do this. Make sure that you know how to get in touch with him. So that's his website. And then we've got his phone number. So now you can go back into the thread and find that. So 678-389-5839 and drmatt@travelpuncture.com. Now, bringing health to your doorstep. This is as easy as it gets. It's a schedule your house call button. There you go. Boom chakalaka, right? Easy peasy. And new patient, book an appointment, acupuncture, nutrition, exam consult, phone consult. Okay? So, call him. How's that for your commercial?
That was good. I like it.
Look, I mean, you know, you were part of the team that saved my life, right? So
happy to help anytime I can.
Because, mm-hmm. you know, my kidneys were failing, right? My liver was failing. People, this is your guy, right? This guy, you know, we use a multimodal approach to healing, but everybody's contribution to my body recovering is critical. And so, I mean, what would you like people to call you for today? Let me ask you that.
That's a loaded question. I take on a lot of cases that are as a last resort. And so it makes my job difficult, but it's rewarding. When you feel out of place in your body, it's a good time to call. You know, whether it's pain, dysfunction, those are the two best things. You know, pain opens the door because pain is your body telling you something's wrong. Whether it's your muscles are hurting or your stomach's hurting, pain is pain. It's indicating something's wrong. That opens the door for us to delve deep into causes and help the body ultimately heal itself. I don't heal the body. I just provide the guidance for the body to heal itself when it's become off track.
So, and that's really what's so beautiful, right? Like, and I want to just acknowledge Pon. So I want to say thank you. He says, thanks, Jody, for hosting this conversation with Dr. Matt. You both rock. Thank you. Yeah. Now, do you know Pon or?
Do not.
Okay. Well, Pon, where are you guys calling in from? Like, Pon, are you in the Georgia area or are you from another country or? Because we have people from India, the UK. We have people calling it, usually listening in from Africa. So we get people from all over the world. So we would love to know where you're tuning in from. And thank you to Zelda, our morning, Monday morning host. She says, awesome, so glad Fagla and Tinkerbell joined the conversation. Yeah, and actually, Fagla was very quiet today because the bird that was behind Matt, she's like, I got this. So let's go back to the body being out of balance, right? So when your body feels out of balance, I didn't realize how people don't understand what that means. So I want to take a minute to explain. When you feel sad, your body's out of balance. When you feel anxiety, your body's out of balance. When you feel stress or anger, your body's out of balance. When you feel pain, that's your body being out of balance. When you can't focus, your body's out of balance. The sad thing is, most of those things have become common, and people believe that it's normal, and it's not.
No.
Matt, how old are you?
I am 46.
Oh, you are so young, right? No, I'm going to be 60 in a couple months.
I'll be 47 in a couple months. So.
Yeah, right? So I don't really, I mean, I guess, so I get out of balance just like everybody else does, but I don't stay out of balance.
Right.
And so what we're teaching you here today is options for bringing your body back into balance with nutrients and oils, acupuncture. I do energy medicine, and I can do distance healing, right, remote healing. I'm going to teach my friend Dr. Matt here, if he's willing, how to do his distant acupuncture.
So, I'll give anything a try.
What is Zelda says, Dr. Matt sitting with all those beautiful trees reminds us all of the nature nurturers. Thanks, Dr. Matt, for the reminder to get out in nature by any means necessary. Thank you, Zelda.
You're welcome.
And I want to go back to that, but I want to acknowledge Pond, because he's in Chicago and moving to Florida. Good thing. He says he'll be, oh, so you're moving too. You know exactly where you're going. 40 minutes from Tampa. Very cool. I have people I can connect you with, Pond, so that'll be very cool. I want to talk about the power of trees. Shall we?
They're the oldest living creatures on the earth.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you start?
Trees are a source of life. They can, if you sit and listen long enough, they can really connect to your soul and ground you. And the sequoias, I believe, are considered the oldest living organism on the planet.
Sequoia.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, the oldest sequoia tree is aged at about 3,000 years old.
I think I got you on that one, but we'll say it's in that category because I got one for you. But keep going.
But, you know, they show growth and movement and life and connectivity, and that's where they really help you. You know, you get out in nature, and there's never a bad day walking in nature. There's almost always a bad day walking in the city. You can't really argue that. Look at our society. If at any stop sign, there's going to be issues. If you sit there long enough, especially here, because people just are that way these days, so stressed that they are unable to handle it, and they present it to everybody else who supposedly is in their way. But you get out in nature, and I've never had a bad day in nature.
We need it. Well, except for when the red ants bit me, but other than that, it was peppermint essential oil, though. They stayed away from me. I put peppermint essential oil on my shoes and my ankles, and actually all over my body before I go out, and they are not interested
at all.
Peppermint essential oil. I want to talk about trees a little bit more, a different perspective. Not maybe so different. I guess I am. Number one, yes, they are grounding, and they do have ancient wisdom. The oldest living species of tree that I'm aware of is the ginkgo tree, which is the ones that we're growing here. And it is actually considered a living fossil. There's a Yale study by this professor, and the ginkgo tree is a living fossil. So we grew 100 or 200 trees. If you're in the Georgia area, we probably have 20 or 30 of them left. You reach out to me and you can have a free tree, right? 347-738-0242. You're just giving them away because they have, because it's actually a living fossil, by planting that tree at your home, you're actually re-inoculating the earth with the data that it needs to heal itself. Okay, that's the first thought. The second thing is, and Dr. Matt, you need to come over here and see this. So we had the backyard cleaned up. It hadn't been touched. We just moved into our home in Marietta, Georgia. The backyard had not been touched probably in 10 years. It was overgrown. There were layers and layers and layers of leaks, right? So when the company that we hired to clear that out was complete, when they're mostly complete, they found a tree stump. And I mean a large tree stump the size of a table. Yeah. And have you read, Dr. Matt, the book, The Giving Tree?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My favorite book as a child. And it's really about people pleasing, right? Giving too much, serving others, and not doing, and, you know,
not taking care of yourself.
Not taking care of yourself. So this little boy, for people who don't know, you know, befriends this tree, and as he ages and an old man, the tree just keeps on giving to him until there's nothing left to give except for that tree stump, right? And so he sits at the end of the story. Go buy the book. You should all have the book. It's a child story, but I think it's an adult story, too. Yeah, thank you. And so the giving tree, so at the end of the story, he's sitting on the tree stump because that's what the tree had left to do, right? And I feel like the little boy, it was a big lesson. The little boy, took advantage of the tree and didn't give back until the very end. And then he learned that it was about the relationship and not taking all the time, right? And the tree had to learn how to receive. Well, that tree stump is in my backyard. So we're actually building, this house will become the Church of Divine Guidance. The tree stump is going to have adjacent to it a place where you can get books. And there's going to be four books in there, right? The Giving Tree, the book The Secret, the book The Magic, and the Four Agreements. And people can come to the Church of Divine Guidance, and they can sit on that stump, and they can read those books, whatever part they want. Or they can go into the labyrinth, which will be built, or another meditation area. And when you see this, Dr. Matt, it's like, because you're surrounded by all these trees that now have room to breathe, too, because they're not covered in vines and dead leaves, there's new light that has been breathed into this property.
Awesome.
And it's amazing. So we'll get you in here to give me a session, and maybe we'll do it on the tree. have the needles on the tree. So, and Pon says, awesome. And Pon, I can, yeah, it'll be fun to connect you to people in Florida to help you on your journey. So there's
a number of people I can connect them with, too, and Florida has a number of schools that they could find qualified providers through as well.
Nice. Yeah, just Pine, reach out to Dr. Matt for providers in the Florida area, and myself, you know, as well. But I think Dr. Matt will probably get you handled. Zelda says she'll be bringing books for the tree in September, which I'm excited Zelda's coming out here. So we have 15 minutes. Share with us, what's the most important thing that you want people to take away, to understand about healing themselves?
Your body has the power to do it. It's invariably going to take longer than you want. But it took a very long time for you to get to the point where you are. Unless, of course, you just fell down 5 minutes ago. That's a different story. But in our society, you know, digestive dysfunction, aches and pains, those usually go on for many years before we go a more natural route. So our bodies have years of dysfunction compounded by many years of toxic exposure to chemicals from an external perspective, an internal perspective, a drug perspective, that are making it harder for the body to heal. So it's going to take longer than you expect. It takes longer than I expect.
Yeah. So when you take an NSAID, which is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, an NSAID, some NSAIDs go by the name of ibuprofen, Advil, things like that. That's an NSAID. Will actually extend the healing process 6 to 8 weeks.
Right.
Because it degrades the body.
And there's also some modalities that have been presented for as long as I can remember that have been shown through more recent scientific studies to actually prevent the body from healing, specifically the application of ice to soft tissue injuries. It was formulated many years ago that ice applied to soft tissue injuries would reduce inflammatory responses and thus pain. So it was developed, the RICE mnemonic, rest, ice, compression, elevation, has been used as long as I can remember, especially in sports medicine. Updated research that was released in 2012 showed the application of cold to soft tissue injuries reduces naturally occurring blood flow and the influx of particles that would reduce inflammatory responses, clear out toxic byproducts of damaged tissue, and speed healing. So therefore, we were slowing the healing process and doing a detrimental effect to our the doctor later, I think it was about 2015 or 17, the doctor who developed the RICE mnemonic came out and said, we've been doing ourselves a disservice and we should stop using ice as much as we do. Now, there are other sides of the coins where they showed that cold exposure can create shock proteins that help to further rebuild the body after workouts. But that's workouts. That's not injuries. And there is some evidence that in some isolated ankle injuries, ice can help. But what I've seen is application of heat helps people heal quicker. And that engenders more blood flow, which flushes out toxic byproducts. It brings in the body's natural compounds that balance the inflammatory response, speed healing. Plus, heat relaxes muscles. So if your muscles are in spasm around an injury, that's a natural process. It's protecting the area. That's what we need to do. But we also need to balance that with helping bring more blood flow to the area to speed that healing, relax those muscles, and get you back to your active lifestyle, because activity is what is necessary for a healthy life.
First of all, if it hasn't been said before, you're brilliant.
I've just done a lot of reading.
So let me just say thank you. So it's interesting. So I used ice 3 times for healing my wrist for part of that process. I feel good about it. Now, it did help with the pain 1 time, so that I felt good about. Because sometimes the pain was so bad, you know, I needed ice just to mitigate the pain.
Yeah.
But you're so spot on. right? So it's blood flow that heals the body. And that's why one of the products that I share with my clients is a pulse electromagnetic frequency product that increases microcirculation, nutrient absorption, and gets rid of cellular waste and grounds you with the Earth's frequency. Right? And so that was what I primarily used to heal this very quickly because I wanted more blood flow and to heal the tissue and heal the bone because the PEMF device also heals bone. Don't ask me how it's created, but it does. I mean, there's holes on it. I don't pretend to have all the science. I pretend to read it and share and let people do their own work. But, you know, I'm not as much of a scientist as you are. I am a scientist, but not like what you are. I mean, you're a whole nother level. I am an intuitive, though, so I can access consciousness and then give it to the scientist and say, could you please go prove it? And that's how I work, right? So I get downloads from the universe and source energy, and then I give that information to people who can take it and prove it, right? Oh, I mean, I stay in my lane, you know. I'll stay in my lane. Someone came back up here. She's like, Mommy. So, well, that is just I mean, quite frankly, you know, you're better off if you have an issue, you know, get a PEMF device is what I'm hearing, you know, scratch the ice, right, and get a PEMF device, which it helps with rapid healing, and pair that with all the, see, I use all modalities, you know, I don't believe in one and done. And I also want to, I keep on forgetting to mention this, and this is important. You had said that you're not going to fix your body or let your body heal itself in a day or quickly like that. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, we're talking about chronic diseases, right? And I'm going to hear what I heard. And maybe you can add to this. It was shared with me by a gentleman by the name of Dr. Danny McLean out of Illinois. And I had been sick for, and I kind of want to do the math, I had been sick for 2 decades, right, 19 years. So if you do the math on that, right, so it's 12 months. Times 19 years. So it's 228 months, right? So what is, hold on, so 228 months. So what he had said was, no, he says it's 1 month. It takes time to heal. So he says it's 1 month for every year or something that you were sick.
If I remember correctly from the classics, from the TCM classics, you know, for every month of infirmity, it is one treatment that is needed. That, you know, that can expand out to a lot of treatments, and in some cases that could hold true. But when you combine modalities, you have a much faster recovery than just using one.
He was a shaman. He was a doctor of chiropractic. He was a doctor of acupuncture. He taught massage. He did NLP. He did hypnosis. He was my idiot Samoa. I loved him. I trained under him, which is why I know so much. And he also, you know, knew essential oils and herbs and all of that. And he's a brilliant, brilliant man in Illinois. But I wish I could remember, but I thought he said, you know, when you take this multimodal approach, it's basically you can count on at least 1 month for every year that you were sick. So it took me about 3.5 years to recover from 20 years of sickness.
Yeah.
So, okay. So this is probably fairly accurate assessment, you know, close anyway. So the point being is that it takes time. And I want to just say this. You're not just physically healing your body. There are emotions that go with it. And so back to the earlier conversation, you have to heal the emotions, right? The wounds, the childhood wounds. And these childhood wounds are real. And until you look at these childhood wounds and release them and give them to God to handle, and if you don't know how to do that, I do that, right? So I teach, and if you don't want to do it yourself, I can do it for you, but you have to participate, because you have to participate in your own healing.
Very much so.
Yeah, so to release the wounds that are stopping you from being the best version of you. And I can do that here in Georgia, and I also do that, you know, virtually as well. So in conclusion, because we've got like a couple minutes here, please call Dr. Matt. So 678-389-5839. You're better off with email drmatt@travelpuncture.com. or go to his website at www.travelpuncture.com. And
I'd like to leave people with a little tidbit of information, too.
Yeah.
You know, self-care is important. You know, you may see me or Jody or any other practitioner once or twice a week, depending on your case, maybe initially a little bit more than that. But, you know, you spend 24/7 with yourself, so you have far more opportunity to treat yourself. A quick tidbit of information for you for headaches. Almost everybody experiences headaches at some time. Hydration and proper nutrition. So fueling the body are the first two places to go. If you need more, you can use your hand, okay? The back of the hand represents the back of the head. The palm, the front, primarily around the eyes and sinuses, right at the attachments along that bony bump of your head. So to treat the back of your head, we're going to slide three fingers in between the fingers of the other hand and then bump over the knuckles into the soft spot. We're going to press there. It's going to take a minute or two. It'll relax the muscles around to right about the ear level. To get the rest of it, if it wraps all the way around, or you've got that sinus pressure, or just the eyes are hurting from an ocular headache, in between the knuckles on the palm side, that's going to wrap around to about the ear level.
Wow.
You can get the full band headache by using your hand. It's going to take a few minutes.
Well, no, you know, I'm the canary in the coal mine, but I can feel immediately the relief.
A lot of people have remarked right away, like, wow, I could feel something releasing. I could feel my sinuses opening. Very simple, very easy to use.
So, Jim, can you show that one in that front prefrontal again? So, okay. So
in between the knuckles.
Okay.
Just, you know, it's very easy to do. It takes a few minutes. Very effective. And it'll help you. You know, you may take a few times. And don't worry, you can't overdose on it. Like, it's just your body. You can do it as much or as little as you need or remember, and it'll help.
Oh, you're such a blessing. So, okay, I can't top that. Actually, I don't want to. There are many ways, but I think that's the best. There are breathing techniques. The truth is, Madras, if Dr. Matt will come back, we'll have you back on the show, because I think, I mean, really, I could just talk to you all day, literally, and I'd be in my happy place. So I have to run to a networking event, so we're actually going to end on time. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Hang for a minute for me, Dr. Matt, if you don't mind.
Thank you for having me, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah,